Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 92. Today in this episode, we will learn about na adjective and noun, which has a meaning of because. Now let's go. In episode 91, we learned about te form, which has a meaning of because. So for example, if you say, I'm relieved because I read the letter. This becomes 手紙を読んで安心しました。手紙を読んで安心しました。This te form means because. This is only used when the former and the later clauses have the time relation, and when the former occurs first and then the later. It is the same for e adjective. So for example, I couldn't get up because it was so cold this morning.
今朝は寒くて起きられませんでした。今朝は寒くて起きられませんでした。
So if it's a verb, it becomes te form. If it's negative, it becomes nai form. Omit i and put together with kute. So na kute. If it's e adjective,It becomes くて. So for example, 寒くて、
面白くて.
If it's negative, it becomes なくて. For example,
寒くなくて、面白くなくて.
Now today in this lesson, we will learn about な adjective and noun. If it's な adjective, we will putで after な adjective. If it's negative, we will put
ではなくて
after な adjective. If it's a noun, we will put で after a noun. If it's negative, it becomes ではなくて after a noun. For example, I was able to sleep well because the room was quiet.
Quiet is 静か
静か。This is な adjective, so we will put together with で。
部屋が静かで、
部屋が静かで。So this means because the room was quiet. I was able to sleep well. So first, let's use dictionary form plus
ことができます
in order to show that you're able to do something, you can do something. So sleep is
寝ます。
Dictionary form,
寝る。
Put together with,
ことができます。
寝ることができます。And then, well is よく。So this comes before the verb.
よく寝ることができました。よく寝ることができました。
This means I was able to sleep well.
部屋が静かでよく寝ることができました。部屋が静かでよく寝ることができました。
Instead of using dictionary form plus ことができます、we can also use potential form, which means can, able to do something.
寝ます is group 2.
So potential form will be
寝られます。寝られます。よく寝られました。よく寝られました。
I was able to sleep well.
部屋が静かでよく寝られました。
Now let's make this into negative. I was not able to sleep well because the room was not quiet. Not quiet will be
静かではなくて。部屋が静かではなくて。
And then, よく寝ることができませんでした。
部屋が静かでなくて、よく寝ることができませんでした。部屋が静かでなくて、よく寝ることができませんでした。
I don't understand well because this problem is complicated. This problem is
この問題、この問題。
Complicated is
複雑、複雑。
This is not adjective. So we will put together with で。
この問題は複雑で。
I don't understand well. I don't understand will be わ
かりません。
And then well is よく。So
よくわかりません。この問題は複雑でよくわかりません。この問題は複雑でよくわかりません。
I was surprised because she was very beautiful. She is very beautiful is
彼女はとても綺麗です。
So 綺麗 is not adjective. So we will put together with で。
彼女はとても綺麗で。彼女はとても綺麗で。
And then, I was surprised.
びっくりしました。彼女はとても綺麗で、びっくりしました。彼女はとても綺麗で、びっくりしました。
When we use for noun, it means due to. This form expresses causes and reasons. Noun used mainly are those which illustrate natural phenomenon or disaster. For example,Due to the rain, the match was cancelled. Rain is
雨,
雨. This is a noun, so we will put together with で.
雨で.
Match is
試合, 試合.
To be cancelled is
中止になります.
So, 試合が中止になりました。
雨で試合が中止になりました。雨で試合が中止になりました。
My house was destroyed due to a typhoon. Typhoon is
台風、台風。
This is a noun, so we will put together with で。
台風で。
My house,
家
was destroyed.
倒れます。
So,
家が倒れました。家が倒れました。
This means my house was destroyed.
台風で家が倒れました。台風で家が倒れました。
I took a day off from work because of illness. Illness is
病気。
病気。This is a noun, so we will put together with
で。病気で。
Take a day off from work is
会社を休みます。
So,
会社を休みました。病気で会社を休みました。病気で会社を休みました。
Due to a breakdown, the machine stopped. Breakdown is
故障。
故障。So, this is a noun, so we will put together with
で。故障で。
Machine is
機械、機械。
To stop is something が
止まります。
So,
機械が止まりました。故障で機械が止まりました。故障で機械が止まりました。
Our house was damaged due to the earthquake. Earthquake is
地震、地震。
This is a noun, so we will put together with
で。地震で、
house is
家 or 家。
And then, to be damaged, to be broken is
壊れます。
So, 家が壊れました。
地震で家が壊れました。地震で家が壊れました。
So today we learn about not adjective and noun, which has a meaning of because. So if it's not adjective, it becomesNot adjective plus で or not adjective plus
ではなくて
If it's a noun, it becomes noun plus で
noun plus ではなくて
So this is all for today. If you are interested in Japanese grammar, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please also follow me.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode.
ありがとうございました。バイバイ。